Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. We're talking about common sense things to know as a Christian. You know, things that everybody needs to do eventually. So this is probably the most important subject and one of the most, probably not controversial, but hard to deal with subjects. And so the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die. Hebrews chapter 9. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this is judgment. Everybody's born, everybody's going to die. If Jesus tarries, everybody's going to die. There's graveyards all over everywhere. You know, funeral directors aren't being laid off. I don't care what the economy does. People die every day. People are born every day. And so I've noticed a lot of people, especially in my own family, and I got a huge family. My dad had 12 brothers and sisters, so did my father-in-law. People that are terrified about funerals and dying and death, people that won't even plan anything. Well, I learned early from growing into a big family. I said, you know, we need to take care of this early. You know, as an engineer, when I was working in the electrical industry, you need to see where are we going with this? We're trying to produce a product. What does the end result look like? Start there. Work your way backwards. You go on vacation. Where do you want to go? Well, we'd like to go to Disney World. Where's that at in Florida? Well, when would you like to go? How long you want to stay? How much money do you want to spend? How many people are you taking? But the first thing you need to know, what's the destination? You can't plan until you know the destination. Well, the bottom line destination of everybody is eventually, unless Jesus comes back here pretty quick, and I think he is, I believe he is, but eventually you're going to die. And so why don't we plan the end from the beginning? Get it over with, get it out of the way. And so the blessing of growing up in a big family, my dad was the youngest of 12 kids, you got to learn a lot of stuff. You saw people die, and you had funerals, and you saw loved ones. With, you know, now, most of them lived to be really old. Most all my relatives lived to be into their 90s, you know. My father lived to be 97. So with long life, will I satisfy? So we had a lot of people live a long time. But even the ones that lived a long time, eventually they died. Well, what happens then? You know, you don't expect it. Nobody sends it, hey, by the way, 3:30 tomorrow afternoon, you're going to die. You don't get a notice. You know, all of a sudden one day you're doing well, and then one day you draw your last breath. Whether it's an old age or an accident, a disease, something happens. Every day, every newspaper in every city has the death section. Who died yesterday? Where did they die? How did they die? Why did they die? And so it's an ongoing thing. So I just thought, you know, as a parent, I want to take care of the end from the beginning. I don't want, you know, we used to have a saying, funerals are not for the dead people. Funerals are the people, they're for the people that got left behind. And those ones have to deal with the mess, you know. And so I remember just as a kid, my grandma passed away, my grandfather passed away, what my parents went through, trying to get things planned out. Oh, we weren't expecting. Grandpa died. Well, where's he at? Well, he was at the house. Well, where's he at now? Well, we got to get him out of the house and can't leave him there in his bed. He died. Well, where are we going to take him? Well, I guess you call a funeral home. Well, where's the funeral home? You never called a funeral home before. And then what do we tell them? And do they come? Or does the ambulance come? Do I call the hospital? Who do I call? Then once you call them, what do we do next? You know, now that they've died, well, I guess we're going to have a funeral. Well, where at? Well, I don't know. Where's the funeral home? Well, you get a local Yellow Pages. There's probably a half dozen funeral homes in your community, maybe more. Well, which one do we call? And what do we ask them? Well, we're going to go visit. Then, of course, they're all dressed in suit and ties when you go in. Very polite, speaking very soft. Yeah, we're so sorry to hear your loss. Well, then they start the whole, you know, good, better, best sale. Well, what would you like to bury them? And we have good caskets, better caskets, and best caskets. And they get you because you're already feeling bad. Well, you want to bury them something cheap? You know, well, no. And what kind of clothes you want to bury them in? Oh, I don't know. I hadn't thought about that. And I'm telling you, man, it is a mess from Hades if you're not prepared and somebody dies. So when I was married very young, my wife and I sat down one day and said, you know, let's plan the end right now. I don't want to have to get my kids to go through this. I plan to live a long life. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. I plan to live a long time. So let's us take care of that. So what we do, we sit down and I said, what do we need? And so I just went to the public library and I got a book on funerals. What's the 10 things you do at a funeral? And so we made a list in the public library. Well, we need to do this, pick a headstone, pick out a casket. First, we need a grave site somewhere. We're going to have to buy a grave plot. And so you can't just bury them in the backyard. You know, that's not legal. And so we went through this whole process. I remember went down, and we learned a ton of stuff. And so what I thought we could do in one evening took a couple of weeks. But finally, we went down, picked out a grave plot, and we got two plots, picked out a headstone. What do you want on it? I want this. I don't want that. You know, what kind of casket? I don't want an expensive casket. And who do you want speaking? Well, I don't care. We'll have my pastor. You know, what if he's not around? Well, here's three options, you know. And what kind of music you want? Well, I don't want nothing sad and depressing. I like to get a couple of happy, peppy songs. If I'm not here, I'm in heaven. And I'm having a really good time. Because, again, you got to remember, funerals are for the ones left behind, not for the ones that left. So anyhow, we did that. We got it on a piece of paper, and we put it in a safe deposit box. And then I gave a copy to all the kids. One Christmas vacation, I handed all my kids one piece of paper. Hey, if your mom and I ever pass away, here's what you do. Here are the grave sites. They're already paid for. Here are the caskets. We're already paid for. It's already paid for. We've been making payments for the last 10 years. It's all done. You don't have to decide, well, what do we get? I've already decided who gets the furniture, who gets my rod and reels, who gets my shotguns, who gets my lawnmower. I've already decided. There's not going to be a fight. Some of the worst fights I have ever been in have been at funerals I've had to conduct. You know, fist fights break out. Somebody's died, but they're fighting over who gets the picture off the wall, who gets the photo albums. It's like, it's a war. So I thought, no, if we're going home, we want to make this a happy thing. So we planned out very happy, positive songs, who gets what and why, and nobody's going to fight because I've already decided my stuff. And so what we're going to do, I'll just give you a few scriptures to kind of think about this. Matthew 25:46. These people will go away into eternal life, but the righteous go into eternal life. So one's going into punishment, one's going to life. People who die, they either go to hell or they go to heaven. We get to choose, by the way. Luke 16:22. One day, a beggar, with the side of the street, they're begging every day. One day, he died. And the angel carried the beggar to be with Abraham. This is before Jesus came to earth. This is before paradise and Hades. You got, you know, things that happened in the Old Testament changed when Jesus came out of the grave. The rich man also died, and he was buried. He went to hell. Now, this is in every New Testament Bible. Two people died. One went to the bosom of Abraham. One went into hell. In hell, he was constantly tortured. And he looked up in the distance and he saw Abraham and Lazarus. And he hollered over, the rich guy that died hollered, Abraham, Abraham, send Lazarus over. Let him dip his finger in some water and put it on my tongue. I am so hot. You know, it's the worm that never dies and you're just gnashing of teeth and you're done. And that's eternity. Hell is forever. It's not a one-time deal. It's not a five-minute deal. It's called eternity. You really want to make sure you're going to heaven. Then Romans 6:23. Says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God's eternal life in union with the Messiah, Jesus our Lord. John 11:25, Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anybody who believes me will live. Even after dying, they're going to live. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never, ever die. What's that mean? Well, I'm going to drop off this body one day and I'll get a new body, the Bible says. This body's damned. It's going back to dust. It's getting older every day. But one day, I'll get a body that'll never get old. It'll never wear out. It won't get wrinkled, crinkled. It won't get overweight. It won't get too fat. I won't get sick. I'm not going to throw up. I won't get the flu. I'll live forever. It's in the Bible. It's really a great story. You ought to look it up. Then 1 Timothy 4:8. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and for the life to come. There is life after death. Choose where that is. And so when you're dealing with people and funerals, whatever, I tell people, you know, if you ever go to a funeral, don't say I'm sorry. That's wore out. Now, I've both been in funerals. I've had family members pass away. I've conducted funerals. I've seen a lot of stuff. I'm not an expert, but I am not a novice either. So I tell people, if you go to a funeral, if you go to somebody's house, Don't say I'm sorry. They've already heard that for the 100th time. If you go to somebody's house, wash some dishes, wash some clothes, run the vacuum cleaner, clean the toilet, stack some towels, leave them better than you find them. You don't have to say a word. You go to a funeral home to visit somebody, don't say a word. Hug a neck, sign the book, go visit, you know, eat you some chocolate cake and go home. Don't over-talk. You know, they're already grieving. This is no time for, they're not going to remember a word you say anyhow. Oh, they'll hug you back, but they're not going to remember. We've all been through that. So here are things to happen when somebody dies. They're just some common sense stuff. Number one, 10 things to do if you have somebody pass away. So just keep a list. This is a real short list. Number one, you're going to have to report the death. If somebody dies, you got to call the authorities. You have to call the hospital, call the police, call somebody, call a local paper. You got to call a doctor, a coroner, you got a funeral director. Just keep a list. And so you need multiple copies of the death certificate in order to prove most things. Now, you know, I had a sister pass away years ago, and we had to get death certificates. My mom had to get death certificates for everybody, for the credit union, for the bank. I mean, for so many people, we tried to open, close stuff. We had to prove she had died. Why do you do that? You have to have a death certificate. Where do you get that? At the funeral home. Well, you got to pay for it. It's not free. You got to pay for it. So it's like, oh my goodness, you got to be kidding. So, you know, settling the estate, wrapping up affairs like bank accounts, insurance. You got to prove the insurance company somebody died. So if you're at a hospital or a nursing home, most of them, they'll already know what to do, and they can lead you through the proper steps. They'll help you complete the death certificate. If you've already been in touch with the funeral home, call them so they can get the process started. And if you don't have any other options, call 911. There's going to be somebody that can help you out. If the person who's died was an organ donor, you're going to have to inform the appropriate authorities so they can preserve the organs and prep them for donation. So that opens up another whole can of worms. So number one, if somebody passes away, you got to start the process. What are you going to do? Well, number one, again, nobody was expecting it. Now, sometimes somebody's been in the hospital a long time. Had a really close relative in the hospital for 3 months and had, a tumor that, we knew they were going to die. It's like, it wasn't like, we still cried, we still grieved, but we knew, okay, it wasn't a shock. But there are other people, realize, you get a call one day, grandma's passed away. We weren't expecting that, but I remember it's a whole lot better to prepare ahead of time. It's like, think of the end first. Sit down, make a list, what will we do if somebody passed away? So let's make plans. So what we're going to do, we're going to go over a list. Just give you 10 things. We've already started. Number one, somebody passed away. You got to call somebody. Just call 911. If they died in your home, died in a car wreck, died something on vacation, call the local authorities and report it. And then somebody in that process will help you know what to do. And so don't be afraid of it. The Bible says this too will pass. If you're here and you're listening today, you need to remember something. We're going to live forever. When that sperm meets that egg, you have an eternal being in that mother's womb. That thing's going to live forever. Some babies make it out of the womb, some don't. But that's a spirit. Once you have a human body, there's a spirit involved right now. That thing's going to live forever, either in heaven or in hell. And there's choices to be made. So it's real important. So go ahead and make a choice what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, and get in writing. So the greatest thing I've ever told couples, every time I do a marriage, I sit down with the couples, some part of the pre-marriage counseling is, let's plan the end right now. And it shocks them. Now, we're not even married. Well, let's go ahead and plan. Get it out of the way. Don't run from it. Don't be afraid of it. Let's make plans. Then you can stick it in the safe somewhere, give it to somebody. You don't have to think about it anymore. You ever think about that? No, already got it planned out. When, where, how, who, and how much. I planned it out. I don't worry about it. I've taken care of the end from the beginning. It's just a smart thing to do. So what we'll do, we'll pick this up next time with a session two. We'll go through the other 9 steps you need to think about to make it simple, make it real easy, make everybody smile. And the whole thing is leave everybody better than you find them. Praise God. We'll see you the next time. God bless. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.